All right, so welcome to another deep dive here from nextchapternews.com.
Yeah, always exciting to get into a new story with you.
Exactly. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of these deep dives lately.
Yeah.
And you know, some of them are historical and some of them are, you know, more recent.
Right.
But this one really hits close to home.
Yeah. And especially at this time of year, too.
Yeah, this is one that, you know, we've all been sort of familiar with for a long time.
Absolutely.
And it happened right here in New Hanover County, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be diving into the unsolved murder of Tara Tracy.
It's a case that's kind of become infamous here
in
the area, a real mystery.
Yeah, and it happened on Christmas Eve, 1999.
Wow, so you're talking almost 25 years ago.
Yeah, a time when you think of, you know, families getting together and celebrating.
Right, it's supposed to be a joyful time.
Exactly, and this really kind of, you know, cast a dark cloud over that holiday season.
Yeah, a real tragedy for sure.
So for folks who might not be familiar with this case, let's start with who Tara Tracy was.
Absolutely. So Tara was 25 years old at the time, a mother of four young children.
Wow.
She was working the overnight shift at the Pantry Convenience Store on Castlehaine Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that place.
Yeah, it's not there anymore, actually. It's a BP gas station now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, you know, Tara was just trying to earn some extra money for Christmas for her family.
Right, trying to make ends meet, like so many of us do, especially around the holidays.
Exactly.
And from all the information we've gathered here at nextchapternews.com, it sounds like Tara really loved Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Her aunt has even said she put her Christmas tree up as early as October.
Wow, a true Christmas enthusiast.
Yeah, she really got into the spirit of it and wanted to make it special for her kids.
That's really sweet.
And on that night, December 23rd, she had actually celebrated her son Paul's 7th birthday before going to work.
Oh, wow. So it's right before Christmas.
Right, the day before Christmas Eve. A family friend actually saw her at the pantry around 3:15 in the morning, you know, just doing her job, getting ready for the end of her shift.
Right.
But tragically, less than an hour later, the bread delivery man discovered her body.
Oh, my gosh.
It was around 4 in the morning.
Okay.
And the scene that he walked into was just horrific.
So what happened? What does the scene look like?
Well, as our team here at nextchapternews.com has reported, she had been beaten and stabbed multiple times.
Oh, my God.
And the cash register was empty.
Wow. So immediately it sounds like robbery is a possible motive.
Right. It definitely seems like that could be the case.
Okay.
But the level of violence is just so disturbing.
Right. You don't usually see that in a typical robbery.
Exactly. And that's something that's always kind of haunted this case.
So do we know anything more about the specific injuries she sustained?
Yeah. So she was beaten with a blunt object and then stabbed multiple times with a serrated knife.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
Yeah. And despite being rushed to New Hanover Regional Medical Center, she unfortunately succumbed to her injuries.
It's just so sad and senseless.
It really is.
So in this deep dive, we're really going to try to unpack this case, you know, using all the information we've got here at nextchapternews.com.
Yeah, we want to look at everything, the initial investigation, the impact this has had on Tara's family.
Right. And what's being done now to try and finally solve this case.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming, but hopefully we're getting closer to some answers.
I hope so. So let's rewind back to 1999 and talk about the pantry itself.
Okay.
So as you mentioned, it was on Castlehaine Road.
Right, just across from Holly Shelter Road.
Okay, and Tara lived in that area, right?
Yeah, she lived really close by.
Wow.
So, you know, she could easily walk to work if she needed to.
So she was really, you know, a part of that community.
Absolutely.
And one thing that really jumps out from our reporting is that there were no security cameras at the store.
Yeah, and that was something that Tara's family was really critical of.
All right, you can imagine how frustrating that would be.
Absolutely. If there had been cameras, there might have been some crucial evidence.
Right. Maybe we'd have a clearer picture of what happened that night.
Exactly.
So the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene, obviously.
Yeah, they got there really quickly.
And over the years, they've, you know, worked on this case.
Yeah. And one of the detectives, Detective Justin Varela.
Okay.
He actually shared some really interesting insights with our team here at nextchapternews.com.
Oh, really? What did he say?
Well, he believes that Tara Brera fought back against her attacker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he pointed to defensive wounds on her body.
Oh, my God.
That suggested she really put up a fight.
So she didn't go down without a fight?
No, not at all. He even said that she definitely defended herself and might have even had a shot on the killer.
Wow, so that's even more reason to think this wasn't just a random robbery.
Yeah, it definitely adds another layer to the mystery.
So what else did they find at the crime scene?
Well, there was a lot of blood and signs of a struggle.
So it sounds like it was a very violent altercation.
Oh, absolutely.
And this was 1999. So forensic technology wasn't what it is today.
Right. They didn't have all the tools they have now.
So what were they able to collect at the scene?
Well, they collected blood samples, looked for fingerprints.
Okay.
And they even found an imprint that they think could have been from the murder weapon.
Okay. And did any of that lead to any immediate suspects?
Not really, unfortunately.
So they had some clues, but not enough to make an arrest.
Right. And that's often the case with cold cases.
Yeah, it's like having a puzzle with missing pieces.
Exactly.
So as the investigation went on, what happened?
Well, eventually it stalled, and they had to turn to the public for help.
And remember, they offered a pretty big reward.
Yeah, the pantry itself put up $30,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and Crime Stoppers added another $5,000 on top of that.
So $35,000 total.
Right, and that reward is actually still active today.
Really? So someone out there could still come forward with information.
Absolutely, and that's what investigators are hoping for.
So they really haven't given up on this case.
No, not at all. They're still actively working on it.
And back in 2007, Sergeant John Leonard made a public plea for information.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He said that just one person with a phone call could help solve this case.
It's amazing how one little piece of information could be the key.
Right. It could be something that seems insignificant to someone, but could crack the whole case wide open.
Exactly.
And despite all those efforts, the case eventually went cold.
Yeah, it's been a tough one to crack.
And, you know, we can't forget about Tara's family.
Right, this has had a devastating impact on them.
And it's been so long, you know, almost 25 years.
It's hard to imagine what they've been going through all this time.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And shortly after the murder, Tara's husband, Paul, and their four young children, they moved away from their home.
Oh, wow. So they couldn't even stay there?
No, it was just too painful for them to be so close to where it happened.
I can understand that completely.
We actually have a quote from Paul in our archives here at nextchapternews.com where he says, "I'm leaving this house. I can't stay here."
Oh, gosh. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really shows the raw emotion and the trauma that they were experiencing.
Yeah, it must have been just unbearable for them to be there.
Absolutely. And then you have Tara's aunt, Ethel Griman.
Okay.
She has been such a strong advocate for Tara all these years.
Yeah, she's been very vocal, hasn't she?
Oh, absolutely. She reportedly called the sheriff's office almost every day for 8 years.
Wow, she's really dedicated to getting justice for Tara.
Yeah, she's never given up hope, and she's always said, "I've never gave up on Tara."
That's really powerful.
It shows the strength and determination of her family.
And in 2017, Tara's mother, Janice, was battling stage 4 lung cancer.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, and all she wanted was to see this case solved before she passed away.
Oh, gosh. That's just another layer of tragedy to this whole story.
It really is, and it just makes you wonder about the families of all those unsolved cases.
Right, how they must feel year after year with no answers.
It's got to be so difficult.
Absolutely, and Ethel Tara's aunt, she described Christmas as a bitter milestone and an absolute nightmare for the family.
Wow, that's really powerful.
Yeah, it really captures how this crime has completely changed their lives and how it continues to affect them.
It's just a constant reminder of their loss.
Exactly.
And back in 2008, Ethel said that they were closer than we've ever been to identifying a person of interest.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the sheriff's office has never released any details about that.
Right, they've kept that information pretty close to the vest.
Yeah, I guess they don't want to jeopardize the investigation.
Right. They want to make sure they don't tip off any potential suspects.
And so what's the latest on this case?
Well, in 2024, Sergeant Nick Lee and Detective Steve Blissett from the Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit.
Okay.
They took over the investigation.
Oh, that's great. So it's getting a fresh look.
Yeah, exactly. And Sergeant Lee has said that their approach is like a marathon, not a sprint.
So they're really taking their time and being thorough.
Exactly. They're reviewing all the evidence, every report, every interview.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. And Detective Blissett actually have a personal connection to the case.
Oh, really? What's that?
He was a patrol deputy back in 1999, and he used to frequent the pantry.
Oh, wow. So he knew the area and maybe even Tara.
Yeah. It's possible that he might have even seen her at some point.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. It definitely adds a personal element to his involvement in the case.
So what about all the advancements in forensic technology since 1999?
Well, that's definitely something they're looking into.
Okay, so things like DNA testing and blood spatter analysis have come a long way.
Right. They're much more sophisticated now.
So they might be able to re-examine some of the evidence with these new techniques.
Exactly, and hopefully find something that was missed before.
that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it could be a game changer.
So what can our listeners do if they think they might have information about this case?
Well, they should definitely contact the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, and do we have that number?
Yeah, it's 910-798-4260.
Okay, and they can also contact Crime Stoppers.
Right, and that number is 910-798-4280.
Okay, and that $35,000 reward is still out there.
Absolutely. So if you have any information, no matter how small it might seem, please come forward.
It could be the missing piece of the puzzle.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to just reiterate the main questions that still remain unanswered.
Yeah, there's still a lot we don't know.
Was this just a robbery gone wrong, or is there something more to it?
Right. Was there a personal motive that we're not aware of?
And who was it that used that serrated knife?
And why have they managed to get away with this for so long?
It's just so frustrating to think that someone out there knows what happened but hasn't come forward.
Right. It's got to be weighing on their conscience.
And you mentioned that the pantry is gone now.
Yeah, it's a BP gas station now.
And Tara's old house is a CVS pharmacy.
Yeah. It's just a reminder of how much time has passed.
Yeah. 25 years almost.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
And as of today, March 16th, 2025, Tara's murder is still unsolved.
Yeah, it's a sad reality.
And her children are adults now.
Right, they've grown up without their mother.
And they still don't have answers.
It's just a heartbreaking situation.
So we've gone through a lot of information here today about Tara's case.
Yeah, we've really tried to give a comprehensive overview.
And it's just so sad to think about what happened that Christmas Eve in 1999.
It's a story that really sticks with you.
Yeah, it's a reminder that even in the midst of celebration, tragedy can strike.
Absolutely.
And it's a reminder that there are families out there who are still searching for answers.
Right. And hopefully by sharing these stories, we can help bring some closure to those families.
So if anything we've discussed today has sparked a memory, or if you have any information, please don't hesitate to contact the authorities.
Yeah. Even the smallest detail could be important.
And that $35,000 reward is still available.
So please come forward if you know something.
Kara Tracy deserves justice.
Absolutely. And her family deserves answers.
And hopefully one day this case will be solved.
I hope so, too.
Well, that's it for this deep dive from nextchapternews.com.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Take care. Bye.